Hello and welcome to the Adam Rabbit Galaxy podcast, where we combine crystals, manifestation, and mindset work. I'm your host, Ashley, creator of the best-selling Etsy shop, Adam Rabbit, crystal enthusiast, and professional hype girl. I'm so happy your intuition led you here today. Now let's dive in. My four most frequently asked questions are, where should I go at the Tucson Gem Show? How long after starting Adam Rabbit did it take you to quit your job? Why does Joe work the booth and not you? And finally, what crystal books do you recommend? And not to be shady towards the beautiful crystal books that are currently being sold or the authors that wrote them, it's no easy task. And I love that there are people who dedicate their careers to spreading crystal knowledge. I just have a different approach to learning and working with crystals. Most crystal books follow the same layout. A long list of popular crystals in encyclopedia format, their meanings, maybe a little bit about where the crystal originates, the chakra that the crystal is associated with, and the zodiac sign, which is all wonderful information and also a lot of what I share. But the layout, I feel like, creates this idea that there is a right and a wrong way to work with crystals. Like, you need to memorize everything you can about amethyst before you buy a piece. And that's the only way it can benefit your life. And then typically at the end of the book, there will be a few crystal techniques like cleansing or charging your pieces. Or the book will be titled something along the lines of crystal healing, but then again, just focus on crystals and their meanings and doesn't explore the healing side at all. Of course, there will be certain themes each crystal has, like rose quartz focuses on love and romance, and black tourmaline is known for removing negativity. But I personally think it goes a lot deeper than that. Each crystal easily has 10 different meanings, and that might be why the books are so long, trying to list all of the meanings. And I just don't think that's the only way or the most important way to work with crystals. I've also noticed this trend where people are trying to correct each other, especially online, in regards to what a crystal means or the energy behind it. But it's so much more personal than that. You personally could pick up on a totally different meaning or energy to a piece than someone else. And that's how crystals should be. You determine the significance. You'll also notice that the majority of crystal books focus on beginners and an introduction to working with crystals, but I personally see so many people asking and craving for more information. They understand the basics of energy, the meanings of crystals, and they want to focus more on manifesting, meditating, the difference between crystals, and how to shop for them or spot a fake crystal. It's much more difficult to find crystal books that go beyond the basics. But I have noticed now more recently, with crystals becoming even more popular in the last few years, that the newer crystal books that are being published are narrowing in and focusing on one topic, like creating crystal grids or altars or witchy crystal books. But I want the perfect crystal book to have tons of different topics in it. My friend Cole actually got me the Crystal Witch for my birthday a few years ago, which I did really enjoy. And that actually inspired me to write my own crystal ebook because it was the closest book I found at the time to what I was looking for. But I have still yet to discover that one book I think every crystal enthusiast has to own. I love to read, especially self-help and spirituality, and I know it's not easy to write nonfiction and make it interesting. I tried it myself when I wrote the ebook, A Guide to Raising Your Vibration Using Crystals, which I really believe in the information and the format, but full transparency, it just wasn't very popular and it didn't really get any momentum. Every now and then, someone will download it from Kindle, read the whole thing within a day, and that like lights my heart up. But the ebook, never really caught on. I really wanted to embody in that book the best ways I've found for working with crystals, like using your intuition to guide you when shopping for crystals, learning about the chakras and the colors associated with them more than just the specific meanings. Once you learn the colors and the chakras they're associated with, you can easily identify any type of crystal. Feng shui tips, journaling, and meditating with crystals, and using crystals as a tool for mindset work. That's where I see the biggest connection and the most meaning when working with crystals. It was really difficult to fit all of those big ideas into something very concise. And maybe one day I'll partner with someone and re-release the ebook into an actual printed format to get the information out there that I really believe in book format. But who knows? I've always got a tons of crazy ideas on my mind, which reminds me. Again, in the spirit of trying to teach people how to really find ways to work with crystals and not just memorize the meaning, I actually recorded an online class maybe 2 years ago, Experiencing Crystal Energy Course, which again, being completely honest here, I really think the content was good. The class went through 5 or so of the most popular crystals and ways to pick up on the different energy between them through journaling, meditating, and other ways of incorporating crystals into your life. But again, I think the format just wasn't right for the information. Maybe an in-person class or a class on Zoom would have been a better fit. If you think that is something that you would be interested in, let me know, because I have another friend, Danny, and we have been, we're always scheming something. I love those friends that you can just bounce crazy ideas off of. I'm a firm believer that the best way to experience crystals is at a gem show or in person. Yes, even coming from someone who sells crystals online. When you are first learning the energy of a specific crystal, or you're drawn to a crystal that you don't already have in your collection, using your intuition and actually holding the crystal, seeing where you what you gravitate towards, creates this connection and excitement. And I just feel like crystal books don't really convey this first important step. Most of the crystal books will leave out shopping for crystals completely and just jump into the meanings or the essentials. But discovering what crystal you connect with and why, I feel like, is the best part about working with crystals. Another topic I haven't seen discussed in many crystal books I've read, and this might be a little controversial in the crystal community, the online one anyway, is that there is nothing wrong with buying a crystal just because you like how it looks and you think it's pretty. That's it. When I was at the Tucson Gem Show a few weeks ago, I was talking to a bunch of the vendors that I have met over the years, and I had my big cart and my camera doing a bunch of videos. My cart was full of crystal flats and bags that I was ready to buy, and it's really crowded and narrow in some of the tents. And this woman, she said something to me like, "Oh, let me get out of your way. You look like you know what you're doing, and I'm just here because I like how they look." And that immediately like made me sad. And so I told her like, "No, don't be sorry. I like how they look too. And that's why I had to start a crystal business, so I could just look at them all day. Isn't it amazing that all of this comes from the earth?" And her whole demeanor changed. And it just reinforced my belief that crystals are for everyone. You don't have to be buying in bulk or know all the meanings and the best places to shop. If you like to look at crystals, then crystals are for you. And I just haven't seen this messaging that I feel really strongly about in a crystal book. I'd also love the book to be hardcover and have lots of beautiful pictures in it. So is this book out there? Have you found it? If you have, please let me know so I could finally have that one crystal book that I recommend to people. Otherwise, I'm sticking to my usual long-winded answer found somewhere in this episode when people ask what book they should purchase. Thank you for tuning in today, sending you so much love today on Valentine's Day, and I will see you in the next episode.